Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea for just $19.99.
It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deeds segment. I love entertainment. I love music. One of the stories that I have about my grandmother was the fact that when she was in high school, someone sat on her ukulele and it broke. On her birthday, it was her 82nd birthday, I went and bought her a ukulele. And I pulled it out the other day, and interestingly enough, I heard Lily Brooks O'Brien talking about Ukulele Kids Club. And there's this guy named Joshua Turchin. I reached out to him about coming on The Mark White Show, and right now we have Joshua on the line. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Joshua.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely, glad to have you. Man, the ukulele is a special instrument, and I love it because my grandmother loved it, and she was an instrumental person. She could pick up any instrument she wanted to just about and start playing. That was just, she had an ear for music, and I loved her for that. She played the piano as well as the guitar, ukulele, and she enjoyed it. She immersed herself in music, even teaching young people music. She taught piano for a very long time, and I took violin when I was a kid, so we're musically inclined family. Tell me about your interest in music, Joshua.
Well, I'm a composer. I'm a writer, singer, actor, dancer. The show I wrote, The Perfect Fit, was actually at an Off-Broadway International Theater Festival last year, and we actually just had a drive-in socially distant concert in Sharon, Connecticut at the Sharon Playhouse.
Very nice. I like that. COVID-19 has had an effect on the entertainment industry, obviously. I have Kyla Carter. She does Kyla's Corner on my show, and she's also an actress, and Lily's an actress, and you're an entertainer. It has been a difficult time for you guys lately, hasn't it?
It really has. When Broadway, when it first shut down, I was in rehearsals for a new show called Trevor the Musical off Broadway, and then everything sort of shut down. And so in order to, like, figure out a way to keep performing, but, like, albeit non-person, I came up with the idea for a show called The Early Night Show Virtual Edition for Run Cabaret. And with The Early Night Show, I bring on different Broadway guests. I interview them. It's a lot of fun. Some people, and I also accompany them as well, some people who have been on the show include Carly Gendel, Laura Benanti, Lucas, some other really, really cool people. And something that we did on the show was entire episode dedicated to the Ukulele Kids Club. And the Ukulele Kids Club is really just an incredible organization. They harness the power of music to improve the well-being of children and families around the world. Through the ukulele and the support of music therapy, they give the gift of music for life.
Especially right now, because it's a great time to pick up a ukulele. It's a small instrument. It's something that a young person could actually find to occupy time when they're sitting there and wondering what to do other than maybe video games.
Yeah, the ukulele is like a really versatile instrument and very unique. And really anyone can pick it up and learn how to play it easily. It's such a fun instrument. And it's one of my favorite instruments. It's just so much fun. An incredible organization. If you give like $50 or more, you get to donate a ukulele to a child in the hospital. And to me, that's just so incredible and so sweet and so supportive.
And we need more of those types of organizations. And we need opportunities to bring awareness to organizations like Ukulele Kids Club. When Lily shared about it and she told me, hey, Josh was big into Ukulele Kids Club. And I said, well, I'd love to have Josh come on the show because the Mark White Show is here to recognize organizations like that, because there are a lot of people out there who may not have ever even heard of the Ukulele Kids Club. How did you find out about it?
Well, someone from the UKC contacted us from the UKC Broadway Initiative, which is started by Hamilton's Abby Jaros. I am now a child ambassador for the UKC Broadway Initiative.
And what does that entail as the ambassador?
I help raise funds for children in hospitals, try to do as much as I possibly can to help these children in the hospitals. And also, I sometimes on Instagram, I do these fun lives made to help donate to the UKC.
And that is an excellent way to help support this organization. And Joshua, you're a great example of how people can step up. We're going to have a segment on Saturday from Kyla for Kyla's Corner, and she's going to talk about taking the first step. When they asked you to be an ambassador, were you reluctant or did you just dive in?
I dived in. I loved it so, so much. It was incredible. They're such an incredible organization, and the people working there are really just some, like, they're the nicest people you will ever meet.
To keep an organization going, you've got to be surrounded by good people and be on a mission that's completely dedicated, completely focused to the effort at hand. I have seen some of these young people with ukuleles in their hands. Does Ukulele Kids Club help them to take steps to learn how to play the ukulele?
Yes, they do. They have, I believe, different charts online, and they have these different videos. And they also have, on top of donating to other kids, you can actually buy a ukulele online. You can get some really, really cool Ukulele Kids Club ukuleles, like a cool watermelon ukulele and some other really, really fun things.
I love that. That is awesome. We're going to take a quick break, Joshua, if you'll stick with me, will you?
Yeah.
All right. We're talking to Joshua Turchin, and we're talking about Ukulele Kids Club. I want you to hear more about this organization. I hope you'll stick with me. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I am your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. Little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea for just $19.99.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-a-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city. Extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base. Wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Fay Hedrick Good Deed segment. If you were listening in the first segment, you heard about me seeing Lily O'Brien posting about Ukulele Kids Club. When I reached out to Lily about this special organization that gets ukuleles to kids in the hospital, Lily suggested that I talk to Joshua Turchin. And right now, Joshua is on the line. He is a youth ambassador for the Ukulele Kids Club. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Joshua.
Thank you for having me.
It is great to have you, Joshua. I appreciate the first segment. We were able to lay out a little bit about the Ukulele Kids Club. Of course, I shared my story about my grandmother. Somebody sat on her ukulele. I bought her a new ukulele for her 82nd birthday. She loved it, and I still have that ukulele even though she passed away in 2018. I was always trying to think of things to do special for her. One of the things that I did special for her was name this segment of the Mark White Show called the Mary Fay Hedrick Good Deed segment, and that was my grandmother's name, so it's in her honor. And I try to recognize organizations like the Ukulele Kids Club. She would love this episode. I'm telling you, Joshua, she would be delighted that I'm talking to you right now and sharing about this. Welcome back, Joshua, and I wanted you to share your love of ukulele. Help spark some interest in maybe another young person that's listening right now.
I've always really had a love for instruments, and especially the ukulele. Fun story with the ukulele. I first started playing when I was 8 years old. I remember my sister had got a ukulele, and she hadn't really used it much, so I picked it up and I started learning it. I've had a love for the ukulele since.
I think one of the ways that people can learn to love an instrument is to hear it. Would you be interested in playing a tune for us here on the Mark White Show?
Oh, yeah, of course. So this is actually a song from my musical, The Perfect Fit. It was at an Off-Broadway International Theater Festival last year. And this year, it was actually just at a drive-in socially distanced concert, which was really, really cool. So this is a song I wrote on the ukulele for the show, and I really hope you like it. Also, you can listen to the album of The Perfect Fit on iTunes, Amazon Music, wherever you listen to music. It was released by Broadway Records.
And take it away, Joshua Turchin.
Writing songs I'll never get to sing. Writing lyrics I'll never get to use. Creating stories I never want to make. What's the use of trying when you just feel like crying in this crazy thing that we call life? It's full of loss and it's full of strife. Nobody really cares what you think, but I want to change how my story ends, and I want to change how I comprehend the sorry world that we live in and all the time that has been. So this is my requiem for tomorrow, for tomorrow. Doing stuff I never want to do, making things that should not exist. Everything to me is upside down. All these thoughts keep failing while my mind keeps on trailing up above the clouds and rainy skies. Well, down here it's all just lies, 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 and stories that people made up. But I want to change how my story ends, and I want to change how I comprehend the sorry world that we live in and all the time that has been. So this is my requiem for tomorrow. Nothing may work as it should, but we could get to choose bad or good. That's what matters most. It's not just one big hoax. I want to change how my story ends, and I want to change how I comprehend the sorry world that we live in and all the time that has been. So this is my requiem for tomorrow, for tomorrow. For tomorrow.
Bravo, Joshua Turchin. Man, incredible sound there. You sound great. And I used to be able to sing like that too before my voice changed. That is an instrument you have. I remember a choir director came up to me and said, you know, you have a beautiful instrument. And I'd never heard a voice used in that way to be called an instrument, but that's what it is. And you're able to put that with the ukulele, man, and you're making some beautiful stuff there, Joshua.
Thank you.
I want you to share with people once again about the Ukulele Kids Club. I want you to be able to share about how people can connect with you, Joshua. I know that you do Instagram. You have the early night show. Anything that you want to share right now with listeners to have them connect with you, this is an opportunity for you to do that.
If you want to follow me, you can follow me at Joshua Turchin on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and you can follow the UKC, the Ukulele Kids Club, at the Ukulele Kids Club on Instagram. You can also find their website at theukc.org. You can follow my musical, The Perfect Fit, on Instagram at The Perfect Fit Musical. And you can follow The Early Night Show, which is the show I created, at The Early Night Show.
And I do want to make sure that we thank Lily Brooks O'Brien for connecting us and having you share about the Ukulele Kids Club today, Joshua.
Yeah, she's such an incredible performer, and she was also on the album of The Perfect Fit.
She is a joy to talk to. I've had her on the show. As a matter of fact, we're going to have her on Saturday to talk about St. Jude. I wanted to recognize St. Jude Children's Hospital on Saturday because, of course, we're in the month of September, which is Childhood Cancer Awareness, and I know that there are probably some young people that are excited about getting their ukulele while they're battling cancer.
Yeah.
Folks, we have been talking to Joshua Turchin, and the main subject today has been the Ukulele Kids Club. I want you to check it out. If you donate $50, they will give a ukulele to a kid that's in the hospital. I hope that you will look into it. You can go to theukc.org and find them on the website, as well as following them on Instagram. And I also want you to follow Joshua Turchin, T-U-R-C-H-I-N, on Instagram as well. Folks, you know that every time I come to you, we are recognizing difference makers. I hope that you'll share the Mark White Show with your friends and let them know about this show and how we're trying to make a difference in our communities, not just around the country, but around the world. It's about making a difference where we can, doing what's doable. I hope you enjoyed this edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I love the dear hearts and gentle people who shout a friendly heart when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today. Mm-hmm. Something good today.